And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And this week, the Shreveport Regional Arts Council will present Conversations on Criticism, a series of conversations as well as art showings, music, and much more, beginning tonight at Art Space in downtown Shreveport with an opening reception and more. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are Meg Fournier, Art Space Exhibition Director, and Casey Jones, the Marketing Director for Shreveport Regional Arts Council. And they're going to fill us in on all the events, and there's a lot of events going on, folks. And Meg and Casey, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
So let's go back to 2011. That's when this whole criticism and the view of art through criticism kind of took form at the Shreveport Regional Arts Council. Can you tell us how that kind of all came about?
Well, we had been writing grants to the NEA, and all of a sudden, the head of the NEA, Rocco Landersman, decided he wanted to come see Shreveport, which was a big deal. They often go to New Orleans, but they don't come to Shreveport very often, or didn't. So we found out on February 28th that he was coming. And then on March 9th, he was going to be there, and we had to do something to show him that Shreveport and Bossier and Northwest Louisiana is a great place for arts and that they should invest in us. And so we put together this show called Impromptu. We had over 100 artists apply. The upstairs of Art Space was filled. He came, saw it, really enjoyed it, and that started his investing in Shreveport. But beyond having him come, we pulled in critic Robert Pincus to come kind of not so much jury it, but kind of gauge who had the best art, and the winner got a solo show plus a $2,000 investment fee to create that show.
Now, Meg, can you kind of fill us in on what you see as the role of art criticism, both, you know, in the artistic world, but also for the public? What's the value to the public and to the art community as a whole of good journalistic criticism of the arts?
Well, I think that the word conversation is used quite a bit in this series of events, because I think that, you know, a big part of viewing art is having conversations with the people that you are viewing the art with. And I think that critics play a big role in kind of starting those conversations. They give the public a place to start, both in exploring artists and finding artists that they like themselves, but also talking points, so to speak. And then also the critic plays a very important role in discovering artists as well. You know, in the sort of traditional critic working for publications format, the critics themselves are often the ones who find the artists and present to their editors the artists that they want to write about. So they play a very important role there in really locating these artists and finding them. And then in terms of artists' careers, they can play a very important role in developing their careers, launching their careers, and continuing their careers on as they create more bodies of work. So we're at an interesting time with, many publications are cutting their critic positions. So, you know, we're at an interesting time where we're kind of trying to figure out what is the future of arts criticism and where does it happen? And if it's not in our local papers and traditional news platforms, where does it happen? So.
As you were talking, I was thinking back to an era when I think the art critic really was absolutely instrumental in launching a whole series of art revolutions. And that's back from the early 1900s, 1901 through really the Picasso era, as Dadaism and as Expressionism and the end of the Impressionist era started unfolding into more abstract art. The critic was really on the forefront at that time. I mean, Jackson Pollock, I don't think would have ever launched to the point where, you know, every college kid in the country has a poster of a Jackson Pollock poster, you know, so they know who Jackson Pollock is with the role of the critic in those days. And do you see a turning over of that right now where the critic has kind of lost his importance in society and we need to reinvigorate that?
I think it's things are just shifting, I think, more than changing. I think that that voice, in the example that you just provided, I think that the important role of the critic in that case was that, not like a stamp of approval, so to speak, but more of just a this is relevant, this is important, these new voices are something that we need to look at. And so I think that we still need that. It's a really important part of the artist community, and we're just trying to figure out where it happens now. I'm really excited that we have Tori Bush coming to the symposium. I think that she is going to be providing some great insight into this new sort of blog world of arts criticism. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see, you know, the different conversations that take place between her and some of the folks that are still working for kind of the more traditional publications, and you know, see where they see the future going.
So really, it's almost a media transformation that's transforming the entire world of how art criticism both gets shaped and formed, but also presented and disseminated.
Right. I think, you know, we've seen both film and music go through the same shift over the last few years. And it's interesting to see how the visual art world and performing arts and all that, how it's kind of following suit with the role of the critic.
So let's go to the event schedule as it is. You've got a whole host of things. I mean, you've got conversations, criticisms, you've got music going on, you've got exhibitions, you've got poetry readings. Without, you know, we can't go into all of them, but give us some highlights. Give us the things that are really going to tantalize the people to want to come out and visit.
Well, if you just want to get your first taste for free, then we have our opening titled To Be Continued, which is a collection of artists that over the past years have been picked by the critics that we brought in, and they're having a kind of a cumulative show. And it's referred to as the Power of Suggested Stories in the Art of, and it's these three artists, Joshua Chambers, Taffy Cragen-Garcia, and Rachel Stewart Haas. It's their works that have been picked out by the critics, especially Robert L. Pincus. And then another show opening right next in the same room, technically, is the Belmar, the Poetry of Katie Bickham. And it's a poetry exhibition. And that's going to be Wednesday night. It's 5:30, starts at 5:30. It's free to the public, and you can kind of see how things are going to roll from there. But after that, the symposium starts, and we're going to have the conversation starting Thursday. And we're going to have live poetry during the nights. There'll be food. There'll be Twain Darkly will be playing their new album.
Well, there's the Cultivating Culture for the Arts moving feast and tour of the Shreveport Common. So kind of highlighting the Shreveport Common area and what all's happening there, what the future of that space will look like. And then there's also going to be a tour of the Noel Collection, which I'm personally very excited about. This series isn't just focused on visual art. It's also performing arts and literary works. And so having the tour of the Noel Collection will be a really wonderful addition.
And that's the Noel Library right here on the LSU's campus. Yeah. So you're going to actually transport people down, are you not?
Right, transport people down, and there will be poetry readings at that event as well.
Yes.
So people will be trucked down, we'll check out the archives, hear some poetry, and then...
Well, I was going to say, on top of, during the conversations, we also have studio tours and portfolio reviews of artists. Now, the studio tours have already been booked, and those aren't open to the public, but critics will be going to these artists' studios and seeing how they create, where they create. And what we really want to do is show these out-of-town critics and editors, you know, what Shreveport's made of. If you are an artist and you're on our Northwest Louisiana Artist Directory, you can apply to bring your portfolio up to the Central Art Station and have a professional critic review it. And that's really good for your portfolio moving forward in your artistic future.
So tell me about Unseen and about the final event that's going on with that, Undisputed. Then what is that going to entail?
Well, if you haven't heard about our Unseens, we've had a year-long, you know, monthly event for Unseen where we brought in a national artist to work with local artists. And now that we are our last one of this grant timeline, we are bringing just the artists together. And the artists are going to compete to win $10,000. So the artists have created teams of artists, no more than five. They've created team names. They're going to have team you know, jerseys or outfits of some sort that show that they're together. And in 30-minute bouts, they're going to see who can create the best piece of art. And we'll have our critics judging, and they'll carry, you know, 52% of the vote, and 48% will go to the public, who will vote with these kind of washers that they can purchase. And, you know, it kind of tips the scales a little bit.
Okay.
So it's not really a fundraising event for us, but it goes towards our next Unseen that
right.
we want to do.
So really, this is a chance to actually see the creative process
indeed
in live form. It's not a video recreation.
Oh, no.
You're going to see this happen before you, so you
get
to see.
You'll sit and launch, and there'll be, you know, two screens or more, and we'll have videographers, you know, flipping in between them, and it'll start with teams of four or four teams at a time, then four teams at a time, and it'll work its way down to two teams.
Which is really something most people, especially with the visual painting and things like that, I mean, you get to see theater on stage acted out before you, but you don't get to necessarily go to the rehearsals and watch it all pieced together. Very rarely do you get to see a painter actually build a painting from scratch, you know, before you, or a sculptor actually take a piece of unmolded clay and create something before you. So this is a chance to actually watch the magic of art unfold before your eyes.
Yes. And, you know, and it's part of it's being judged on the performance art aspect of it. I mean, this isn't just visual artists that are in these groups. There are performing artists. There are, you know, people who are creating beyond. It is the full experience. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a real chance for art lovers to get in behind the scenes to see the magic as it unfolds.
And the pieces they create will be on sale during the event. After the event, they'll be on sale. They'll probably do a little show or tour of them. And, you know, the artists get part of the proceeds for the sale. So
now you've got Twang Darkly playing, and you've also got Julian Banks is going to be playing, and that's at the reception tonight, correct? And then throughout the week, there's going to be a lot of other activities, poetry reading and other things. So this is really like a little mini arts festival for
those folks
who enjoy arts festivals, which I'm one. You know, I love going to arts festivals.
On certain days, we're going to have the food trucks out there, and it'll be a foodie event as well.
Well, do you have any final thoughts you want to share with listeners?
Well, I do want to point out that this is kind of everything coming to a head. Like I said, this critic series started because of it trying to get an NEA grant, and the critic series is in its finale this week. Doesn't mean that we won't continue forward with it, but all the money that was granted to us kind of comes to this point. But also at the same time, the NEA money that we got for Unseen, this is where it closes out too. And we bring back the critics, and we are bringing back a gentleman from the NEA, Michael Kaloran, who is the director for the local arts agencies and Challenge America Fast Track at the NEA. So it's really great that not only do we bring back these critics, but we're bringing back some of the really high up people from the NEA that want to see what we've done.
So another reason for folks who really love the arts community around here to come out and support this is to show the NEA that the Shreveport-Bossier area stands behind its arts community.
New Orleans is not the only arts community in this state, and
no,
I think
far.
People are starting to recognize that.
Right.
We
right.
want to be part of that.
Well, Meg and Casey, I want to thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
That was Meg Fournier, the Art Space Exhibition Director, along with Casey Jones, Marketing Director for Shreveport Regional Arts Council, and they joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to talk about Conversations on Criticism, a symposium and art show presented by the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, with an opening reception tonight at 5:30 at Art Space in downtown Shreveport, and multiple events showing throughout the rest of the week. For more information, you can call the Shreveport Regional Arts Council at 318-673-6500 or visit ArtSpace online at artspaceshreveport.com. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.